This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
73 degrees in Chapel Hill Carborough, 71 degrees in Hillsborough. Partly cloudy right now and nice, but we'll have clouds rolling in throughout the day and a good chance of rain, including thunderstorms this afternoon. Highs in the upper 80s. Thanks for joining us on the Morning News today. 8:05 is the time. I am not Ron Stutz. I'm Aaron Keck, filling in for Ron today and for the rest of the week as Ron takes some much-needed time off. Good to be with you today. As CBS just reported, the NAACP and others, including the ACLU, are pressing ahead with a lawsuit after Governor Pat McCrory signed the voter ID bill into law yesterday. That makes us the 34th state to require identification to vote. WCHL's Rand Northam has details on the law itself.
The bill requires a form of government-issued photo ID to be able to vote, not including student ID or out-of-state driver's licenses. As part of the voter ID bill, North Carolinians can no longer register on Election Day. Early voting periods are limited from 17 days to 10 days, and 16 and 17-year-olds who would be eligible to vote on Election Day are not allowed to pre-register. The bill also eliminates early voting on Sundays. Voters must give any updates about changes of address or other changes at least 25 days in advance of Election Day. The time polls can stay open can no longer be extended, even if there are long lines that will prevent everyone from getting a chance to vote. Political parties are now allowed to send 10 observers to different voting precincts to monitor voting on Election Day and give citizens the authority to challenge the legality of someone else's voting if they live in the same county. Straight ticket voting, which allows a voter to check a box saying they are voting for all of the Republican or all of the Democratic candidates on a ballot, is now gone as well. Voters who show up at the wrong precinct are no longer given a provisional ballot so they can vote properly. Individuals can now donate up to $5,000 to political campaigns, up from the previous $4,000. The bill was initially held in the Senate to see what the Supreme Court's decision in the Voting Rights Act case would be. With the Supreme Court striking down part of the Voting Rights Act in June, states like North Carolina, with a history of racially motivated voter suppression, no longer need federal approval to make changes to voting laws. Rand Northam, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
That voter ID bill, as much as anything else, was the proposal that sparked the NAACP's Moral Monday protest back in late April. Of course, a lot of proposals were on the table at those protests, and 4 months later, that movement made national news and clogged the courts with more than 900 arrests at those protests in the last few months. So it appears that our courts will be dealing with those cases for many months to come. But the Wake County District Attorney is offering a course of action now that could make the process shorter for some arrestees, not to mention clear up the courts. Wake County DA Colin Willoughby says arrested protesters can agree to a deferred prosecution, where one would agree to the court's punishment without necessarily admitting guilt.
We offered them deferred prosecution and treated the cases similar to other civil disobedience cases that we'd had earlier this year, like Occupy Raleigh.
He says it's pretty much standard practice. In agreeing to a deferred prosecution, a Moral Monday arrestee would agree to 25 hours of community service and a $160 fine, again, without having to admit guilt.
Typical for nonviolent offenses to offer deferred prosecution.
With many protesters still awaiting their first court appearance, Willoughby says the DA's offer would not cut down or cut out the legal process outright. There'd still be at least one court appearance.
It's available to those persons when they come to court.
Among the more than 900 arrested protesters include members of the Orange County, Chapel Hill, and Carborough governments. Of those, though, so far only Michelle Johnson of the Carborough Board of Aldermen has had a court appearance. In another controversial move back locally in Chapel Hill, UNC system leaders voted unanimously on Friday to overturn UNC Chapel Hill's decision to allow students of the opposite gender to live in the same university dorm suites or apartments. Proponents of the gender-neutral housing plan said the UNC Board of Governors' decision last week was based on misinformation. WCHL's Rachel Nash has more.
I think our frustration is if people are actually hearing what the program is about, they tend to support the idea.
That's Rick Bradley, UNC Chapel Hill's Associate Director of Housing and Residential Education. Bradley said the Board of Governors' decision affecting all of the system's 16 campuses was not a surprise, and his department was alerted by university officials that the board was considering banning the policy. Though Carolina students began moving back to campus on August 17th, Bradley explained that the heads-up gave them time to remove the program and find alternate housing for the four students who had signed up, three females and one male. Some UNC students championed the policy for more than a year, saying it would provide a safe option for LGBTQ students who might be targeted because of their sexualities. The UNC Board of Trustees voted last November to allow gender-neutral housing, backed by former UNC Chancellor Holden Thorpe.
Say that it's disappointing, and that I think in most cases when people take the time to kind of hear what this program really was about and what it's not about, as the Board of Trustees at our university did, they voted unanimously in favor of it upon hearing what it is actually involved in it.
Bradley said he has heard a number of assumptions circulating, one being that gender-neutral housing was a taxpayer issue, which is something he said is incorrect.
Our department does not receive any state-supported funding, so student rent dollars pays totally all of our overhead, and so we receive no state funding, so I'm not sure that it has a connection to a state funding issue.
32 spaces were made available to students as part of the program, two dorms and Ram Village apartments. It would have allowed students of the opposite gender to share common living spaces and bathrooms, but Bradley explained that a male and female still would not have been allowed to live in the same room.
I think lots of times we've heard that people are referencing that a student could randomly be assigned with someone of the opposite gender, and this has always been an opt-in program, so it would have been of their choosing to live in this environment, so there would not have been any surprise assignments from anyone.
However, for this upcoming school year, males and females will now be able to live together if they are married, siblings, or a parent and child. UNC System President Tom Ross declined to comment on the board's decision Friday, but Chairman Peter Hans offered this.
Our board wants every student to be safe and comfortable and included. The board believes there are more practical ways to achieve those goals than assigning young men and young women to the same dorm rooms and campus suites.
32 public institutions and 66 private institutions across the country provide a gender-neutral housing option, according to UNC's website. Three private North Carolina universities offer the option, one of which is Duke. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Adding to an already high graduation rate, Chapel Hill-Carrboro City Schools had an increase by almost 3% in both the four-year and five-year rates in 2013. That according to the North Carolina Department of Public Instruction. Superintendent Tom Forsella said this good news is due to a system-wide effort.
If I had to give credit to anything, I think it's the hard work of our teachers in our classrooms, but even more so, over the last couple of years, we've created a philosophy that really built on a culture where all of our teachers believe that effort creates ability.
The DPI's cohort graduation report showed that high school students in the class of 2013 had a graduation rate of 92.6%. That's a 2.6% increase over the 2012 graduation rate. The five-year cohort rate for students who started high school in 2008 increased to 93.5%. That's 93.5% of students who started in 2008 graduated by 2013. That, too, is up 2.5% from 2012. Here's Forsella.
Really shown up with some of our neediest populations and them working harder and our teachers providing very specific strategies to help them with their learning, and this is beginning to pay off.
Teachers in North Carolina haven't seen much of a payoff themselves lately, though. According to the National Education Association, North Carolina ranks 46th in the nation for teacher pay. Forsella had this to say.
Bad as we think morale can be, and I know teachers are down because they haven't had a raise in so many years, and they don't seem to be getting the respect that they deserve. Teachers go into this business to help children, and when those students walk in the door, I find that they just put all of their effort into helping the kids.
For more information on statewide graduation rates, you can read this article on our website, chapelboro.com. A battle to shape perception over whether North Carolina's public school spending is being cut or held level is heating up now, with the traditional academic year less than a week away for some school districts in the Mountain Counties. North Carolina Association of Educators and other groups demonstrated yesterday in Charlotte to protest what they see as lawmakers harming public education this year. Similar rallies planned for the rest of this this week in Wilmington, Greensboro, Winston-Salem, Asheville, Greenville, and closer to home in Raleigh. The complaints include that this year's $21 billion state budget gives public schools $117 million less than what they would have had if lawmakers had changed nothing and allowed and accounted for increased enrollment and inflation. Republican lawmakers counter that they actually increased education spending by $360 million over last year. 8:15 the time here at WCHL Studios. We've got traffic and weather together on the way after this very quick break.
Are you a weekend warrior? Along with the fun of being active comes the risk of injury. This is Dr. Harry Stafford, Director of the Primary Care Sports Medicine Fellowship here at UNC, as well as a UNC team physician. And for those times when your knee gets injured, your Achilles is hurt, your back goes out, or if you've got a shoulder injury, UNC Family Medicine is a great choice for fast and easy treatments, including cutting-edge platelet-rich plasma injections and much more. I invite you to find out more on our website, uncfamilymedicine.org. UNC Family Medicine, here for all weekend warriors.
Are you looking for a great local deal? Have you checked out our local deal? What are you waiting for? It's as easy as 1, 2, and 3. 1, visit ourlocaldeal.com. 2, enter your email address. And 3, you'll start receiving great daily deals right into your inbox for great local businesses and services. So don't wait. Every day you wait is another great deal you've missed out on. Visit ourlocaldeal.com and sign up today.
There's no price like Half Price, and there's no deal like ourlocaldeal.com.
All right, time now for traffic and weather together. This traffic report brought to you by the Carolina Inns, Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar, is one of only three Forbes four-star restaurants in North Carolina. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant, a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. Now with traffic, here's Rand Northam.
Thank you very much, Aaron. We're still seeing smooth traffic out there. Good news as we continue this nice week of traffic, and hope I don't give it the curse there, but I-40, 15501, NC-54, and the Durham Freeway, not reporting any accidents or delays at this time. You still might see a couple slowdowns right around traffic lights especially, but nothing major. And again, South Columbia Street is open in both directions, so that is great news. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. 919-967-8363 is the number to call. You can also tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you do that safely.
All right, thank you very much.
Thank you.
That's the traffic report. Moving right ahead to your weather report. This one brought to you by Southern Rail, an eclectic mix of restaurant, the Station Bar and Beer Garden, and the Tiger Room. Southern Rail in the heart of downtown Carrboro. Right now, 73 degrees and partly cloudy in Chapel Hill, Carrboro, 72 degrees in Hillsboro. Nice right now, but we do have a pretty good chance of rain later on today. 70% chance of rain this afternoon with thunderstorms likely. Expect mostly cloudy skies as clouds move into the area pretty much all morning long and into the afternoon. It's going to be another hot and humid one with highs in the upper 80s. Then we'll have a cooling trend for the rest of the week, though. Overnight lows down to the upper 60s tonight with those thunderstorms continuing into the evening and then the chance of rain gradually diminishing in the overnight hours. Tomorrow morning we'll see a little bit of a chance of rain, but then the chance of rain will disappear. We'll have a nice day for the rest of the day. Partly sunny skies with highs around 80. Doesn't get a whole lot better than that. Overnight lows in the lower 60s tomorrow night, and then more of the same for Thursday. Partly sunny skies with highs around 80 yet again. No rain in the forecast at all. Overnight lows in the lower 60s yet again for Thursday night. And then a chance of rain creeps back in the forecast just in time for the end of the week. And that is going to take us through the weekend as well. Partly sunny skies on Friday with a 30% chance of rain, highs around 80. And a better chance of rain on Saturday and Sunday. We'll have mostly cloudy skies all weekend long. 40% chance of rain on Saturday, 60% chance of rain on Sunday. Highs both days will be in the upper 70s. So that's a bit of good news. We've got one more hot day to get through today, and then the temperature will drop and be rather nice for the rest of the week and through the weekend. We will have some chance of rain to deal with over the course of the next few days, though. 8:19 is the time. We've got WCHL Championship Sports on the way in just a couple minutes. Right now, though, it's time for the professionals.
And now it's time for the professionals. Local service, daily insights.
Hello, I'm Gary Phillips of Weaver Street Realty in downtown Carrboro. Well, I founded Weaver Street Realty with Kathy Buck in 1982. We moved to our building in 1984, bought it about 10 years later, and we've been there for almost 30 years.
Weaver Street Realty is one of a kind.
We have a very unusual real estate company. We consider ourselves an ecological real estate company. One of our greatest attributes and most unusual attributes is that we've been working together for decades. The modus operandi of most real estate companies in this market is that people are constantly moving and changing. Jay Parker and I have been together for a quarter of a century. Louise and Jay and I became partners over two decades ago. Don Bass and I's been with us through a couple of decades. We're a company where people tend to stay and feel comfortable and increase their skills, and we're sort of a chosen family. We have a really high standard of excellence. We tend to load down every single thing we have with the most information we can possibly get. My goal is to know more about a piece of property I have for sale than any other person, including the owner. That's a lot of time on the ground, and thank goodness I get to do a lot of what I call field work. I'm out on property all the time.
Gary Phillips and the other folks at Weaver Street Realty also specialize in land.
One of the ways we branded ourselves maybe 10 or 15 years ago was as the Muddy Boots team. You'd walk into our office and you'd see a pair of boots beside just about everybody's desk. And the idea was that we were ready to go out on a piece of land. And we're still pretty much involved in all that. Every single person in the office is land ready. Our residential inventory has grown and grown and grown, but still land's a very, very important part of our business.
Get in touch with Weaver Street Realty.
It's 116 East Main Street, downtown Carrboro. Easy to find. The phone number is 919-929-5658.
And, of course, Weaver Street has an excellent website as well.
WeaverStreetRealty.com.
This has been The Professionals on WCHL, local service, daily insights.
Are you the type who simply can't resist a classic?
He's looking at you, kid.
Go ahead. Make my day.
If you can't resist a classic, then Breadman's Restaurant is the perfect place for you. You'll love the banana pudding.
Hello, gorgeous.
And you can get a full breakfast anytime.
Inconceivable!
Open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner daily.
Breadman's Restaurant, since 1974. A Chapel Hill classic.
And God is my witness. I'll never be hungry again.
Hi, I'm Charlie Quayle with Chimneys Plus. What's one of the worst energy loss culprits in your home? The fireplace. That's why more and more homeowners are making the change from the old drafty fireplaces of the past to a modern 21st century fireplace. Let Chimneys Plus show you why energy-conscious homeowners are discovering high-efficiency Lennox gas and wood-burning fireplaces. Find us on the web at ChimneysPlusGutters.com. That's ChimneysPlusGutters.com.
Here's what a typical service department sounds like on Sundays, but not at Crown Honda of South Point. We're open 11 to 5 on Sundays. No one else does that. No more early morning drop-offs or rushing after work with the kids. We work around your schedule. And you can always count on Crown Honda of South Point for the best deal, like zero down and just $259 a month on a 2013 Honda Accord LX. For service beyond the sale, Crown Honda of South Point, now with service on Sundays.
All right, here we go with WCHL Championship Sports, brought to you this hour by UNC Healthcare. UNC is only 16 days away from a kickoff for Game 1 of the 2013 football season, taking on South Carolina. One of the Gamecocks' biggest players or best players is defensive end and Heisman hopeful Jadeveon Clowney. UNC head football coach Larry Fedora worried about him already, but quick to point out the team still has yet to turn all of their attention to that nationally televised kickoff in Columbia. Here's what he had to say to reporters yesterday.
I'd be worried if it was our five offensive linemen going against just him. You know, yeah, I'd be worried. He's a great player, and we know that. But we haven't started focusing on South Carolina yet. Right now, we're still preparing for a 14-game season.
Ultimately, Fedora says one of the most intriguing head-to-head matchups in the season opener will be Clowney versus Tar Heel offensive lineman James Hurst. If that even should happen, South Carolina head football coach Steve Spurrier telling the media yesterday that Clowney could actually sit out the UNC game if he doesn't return to practice soon. Might have just been trying to send a message to Clowney, but nevertheless, Clowney has been in and out of practice due to a shoulder injury and previously a knee injury, that according to NBC Sports. After yesterday's practice, Spurrier told the media, quote, "If Clowney's shoulder doesn't come around real soon, we may play without him the first game." He went on to mention, though, that a number of players, quote, "act like they are really hurt," and that he will, quoting again, "handle those guys." With less than 3 weeks to kick off, Tar Heel fans likely keeping a close eye on that and the amount of time that Clowney's able to practice. Coach Bedora says one of the primary focuses of training camp back in Chapel Hill is pushing players to their limits to go further than they ever thought was possible. He says he demands a lot from his team, maintaining extremely high expectations for all his players, especially, specifically, talented Carolina tight end Eric Ebron.
So you're always in every kid that you deal with. When you're pushing them higher and farther than they think they can go, they get frustrated, you know, and so you try to push them through that frustration, you know, and even farther, especially when they're frustrated. That's when you really want to push, you know, and because you're going to find out a lot about them at that situation. Ebron's doing fine, you know, he's doing fine. I mean, I still think we got a long way to go, you know. He hasn't arrived, that's for sure, but he can make those plays for us.
Progressing along in their preseason preparations, the Heels conducted their first full scrimmage last weekend. Fedora says it's in those situations that the little mistakes become big.
That first scrimmage, everybody's like out there kind of tight. It's their first time live. There's no coach out there saying, hey, move over 6 inches or watch the tight end or whatever. And so now you see the little things that become glaring, you know, at that time. And so that's, you know, you try to pay attention to the details. If you take care of the details, you don't have to worry about the rest of it.
Kickoff between North Carolina and South Carolina just 16 days away, August 29th in Columbia.
Art Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Carolina and ACC fans had better get ready for Monday night basketball. This is Art Chansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. The NFL made Monday night sports watching popular, and the networks have long looked for good programming to keep the sports audience tuning in. But Monday night has never been part of Carolina basketball from what I can recall. I am sure the Tar Heels have played on Monday somewhere along the line, but the biggest game on the first day of the work week I can remember was all the way back to January 1971. UNC's young team that would go on to win the NIT when that tournament meant something held the ball in bigger, stronger South Carolina and stunned the undefeated and top-ranked Gamecocks of Frank McGuire when they finally came out to chase in raucous Carmichael Auditorium. As TV took over the college game, Big Monday became the purview of the Big East in the early game and the Big 12 in the nightcap of an ESPN doubleheader. I know Roy Williams loved Big Monday because most weeks he could come home from practice and watch his old Big 12 brethren battle it out. High schools don't play until Tuesday, so he was spared from recruiting that night as well. If you ever doubted that money now runs college athletics, there is no better example than what has happened to Big Monday moving forward. What's left of the old Big East has become a basketball-only conference. Without Syracuse, Pitt, Notre Dame, Louisville, and UConn, the new so-called Catholic League with leftovers Georgetown, Providence, St. John's, Villanova, and Marquette, being joined by Butler, Creighton, and Xavier, obviously doesn't carry the same ratings clout as the expanded ACC. So hello, Big Monday. There will be 8 Big Monday games, and UNC is in 3 of them, at Virginia on January 20th, at Florida State on February 17th, and at home v. Notre Dame on March 3rd. He is hoping old Roy winds up with a strong enough roster that he'll enjoy playing on Big Monday as much as watching it from his living room. By the way, Virginia has also won 3 times, Duke, Notre Dame, Syracuse, and lame duck Maryland twice, Pitt and FSU on 1 each. The Big 12 still plays the second game of the nationally televised twin bill, which means more Kansas, Kansas, Kansas. For us, other than having to change our viewing habits, the biggest thing playing on Monday means is that the Heels won't be playing on Sunday that week. And we'll know the details if they ever get around to releasing the ACC basketball schedule. This is Art Chansky. See ya.
This is Kit Ballew of Franklin Street Realty.
And I'm Sammy Martin. You know, Kit, a lot of people look at buying or selling a house as a competition where there is a clear winner and a clear loser.
I know what you mean, but in my experience...
And that would be vast.
The best deals are the ones where the sellers feel they didn't get quite enough and the buyers are sure they paid a little too much.
So not like the sleazeball in the tailored suit on Bravo's million-dollar listing, the one who says, you haven't done anything right until someone wants you dead. Geez, at Franklin Street Realty, our agents simply do not let ego get in the way. In fact, the men were selected for low testosterone levels.
Oh, Sammy, don't sell yourself short. The truth is, you don't have to read The Art of War to be a good negotiator. You need focus, experience, and flexibility. What you get from our agents. Plus, even the talking heads have come around to our position. There has never been a better time to buy a house, period.
Lower asking prices, lower interest rates, a lot to choose from. Find your new house at franklinstreetrealty.com.
Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else?
Are you looking for a great local deal? Have you checked out our local deal? What are you waiting for? It's as easy as 1, 2, and 3. 1, visit OurLocalDeal.com. 2, enter your email address. And 3, you'll start receiving great daily deals right into your inbox for great local businesses and services. So don't wait. Every day you wait is another great deal you've missed out on. Visit OurLocalDeal.com and sign up today.
There's no price like Half Price, and there's no deal like OurLocalDeal.com.
8:29 here at WCHL Studios, and we've just gotten the ACC Women's Soccer Coaches Poll as well. Women's soccer just around the corner, as well as Tar Heel football. And all but one of the ACC Women's Soccer Coaches say defending national champion North Carolina will win the ACC crown this season. 23 points behind the Tar Heels are the returning regular season champions, Florida State. They got the other first-place vote. UNC finished the regular season tied for second last year at 6-3, but the national championship was all Carolina. Tar Heels returning 8 starters from last season, including senior Crystal Dunn, Kalia Ojai, and Satara Murray. Carolina is playing a scrimmage against Wofford College today. First home game for Carolina is Friday, August 30th. Season officially kicks off against Santa Clara on Friday, August 23rd. Quick look at weather brought to you by Southern Season. Get a taste of tailgating on Saturdays, August 17th and 24th in the parking lot from 11 to 4 for delicious $1.50 sliders and special savings on deli sides at University Mall in Chapel Hill or online at southernseason.com. 73 degrees right now in Chapel Hill, Carrboro, and Hillsboro. Partly cloudy now. Expect rain this afternoon, though. Highs in the upper 80s, 70% chance of rain. Thunderstorms likely tomorrow and Thursday, though. Nicer weather. Partly cloudy skies, highs around 80. Time now for CBS News. We're joining in progress.
Heidi Bulger.
To me, it seemed like he was pretty much obviously guilty of all the charges.
Juror Scott Hodicke tells WBZ's Bobby Fisk the deliberations were tense.
How emotional was it in there, did it?
Very. It was heated. People slamming doors, people leaving, people wanting to get off the jury.
Bulger, who ran the Winter Hill Gang in the 1970s and 80s, was convicted yesterday of murder and racketeering. His attorney, J.W. Carney.
Mr. Bulger knew as soon as he was arrested that he was going to die behind the walls of a prison.
Bulger vanished in 1994. A former FBI agent was convicted of tipping him off. CBS legal analyst Ricky Kleeman says,
what we take away is good. Someone who was out on the lam for 16 years, brought to justice, brought now to say he will never see the light of day. But we also got to expose government corruption at a level that is staggering.
CBS News Update, I'm Heather Bosch.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech. Online at durhamtech.edu.
You're listening to 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Now, back to the WCHL Morning News with Ron Stutz.
8:32 here at WCHL Studios. Aaron Keck filling in for Ron Stutz today and all week long as Ron takes some much-needed time off. Good to be with you today. Local news making national headlines. The NAACP and others are pressing ahead with a lawsuit after Governor Pat McCrory quietly signed into law a Republican-supported voter ID measure that makes sweeping changes in how and when North Carolina residents could cast their ballots. Within hours of the signing yesterday, the ACLU announced that it and two other groups had filed a lawsuit challenging the legislation. When Governor McCrory signed it yesterday, that made us the 34th state to require identification to vote. WCHL's Rand Northam has details on the law.
The bill requires a form of government-issued photo ID to be able to vote, not including student ID or out-of-state driver's licenses. As part of the voter ID bill, North Carolinians can no longer register on Election Day. Early voting periods are limited from 17 days to 10 days, and 16 and 17-year-olds who would be eligible to vote on Election Day are not allowed to pre-register. The bill also eliminates early voting on Sundays. Voters must give any updates about changes of address or other changes at least 25 days in advance of Election Day. The time polls can stay open can no longer be extended, even if there are long lines that will prevent everyone from getting a chance to vote. Political parties are now allowed to send 10 observers to different voting precincts to monitor voting on Election Day and give citizens the authority to challenge the legality of someone else's voting if they live in the same county. Straight ticket voting, which allows a voter to check a box saying they are voting for all of the Republican or all of the Democratic candidates on a ballot, is now gone as well. Voters who show up at the wrong precinct are no longer given a provisional ballot so they can vote properly. Individuals can now donate up to $5,000 to political campaigns, up from the previous $4,000. The bill was initially held in the Senate to see what the Supreme Court's decision in the Voting Rights Act case would be. With the Supreme Court striking down part of the Voting Rights Act in June, states like North Carolina, with a history of racially motivated voter suppression, no longer need federal approval to make changes to voting laws. Rand Northam, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
That bill is now law, but again, the lawsuit is in the system already, so a lot more to say before the controversy is over. Well, the town of Chapel Hill, meanwhile, just spent $16 million to expand the library, but the part of the newly installed stormwater management system began to fail even before the library opened. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has that story.
David Tuttle lives on Estes Drive. From his backyard, he says it's just a short walk to Pritchard Park, which surrounds the Chapel Hill Public Library. But he says lately, that walk is anything but soothing.
I almost try to avoid walking back there in the woods, because to walk through there now and see just, you know, what's happened and then that nothing's being done to keep it from, you know, getting even worse is just real disheartening.
The recent flooding scoured the forest floor, wiping away low-lying vegetation and spreading silt everywhere. Those scenes of flood damage have become common since the June 30th rainstorm that dumped more than 5 inches in just a few hours. Tuttle says this is different. He says the new stormwater management system at the library began to fall apart before the flood, and he's got the pictures to prove it.
I saw where the rain garden structure right behind the library building had completely given way, and it caused the entire area to wash out, go across to the greenway path that goes along there, and had deposited and headed down into the creek. So I took pictures of all that.
The pictures, dated June 25th, show an eroded gully where the side of the man-made pond intended to capture rainwater collapsed. The bioretention basin is the central feature of the rain garden at the back of the library. It's designed to slow down runoff and direct overflow into a stormwater grate instead of flowing downhill. It's also brand new, part of the $16 million library expansion project that was completed in April, which increased the library square footage by 35,500 square feet and added a second parking lot. But an email to town officials reveals that the bioretention pond began to fall apart as early as April 10th, the same week the library reopened. And according to a report prepared by the project engineer, 2 months passed before a contractor came out to inspect the damage. Shortly after that, in early June, summer rainstorms caused the embankment to crumble further, allowing water to wash silt and sediment into Pritchard Park. All that happened before the epic rain at the end of June that flooded parts of Chapel Hill. Pictures taken after that storm show sediment piled at the base of trees that escaped plastic fencing put in place as a temporary measure. John Holly, the regional engineering supervisor with the State Department of Environment and Natural Resources, was contacted in mid-July to evaluate the damage. He says the town will be responsible for cleaning up the forest.
I'm going to be asking them to retrieve the visible siltation that was lost into the channel and the affected area down below the basins. They had placed some silt fencing down there to try to capture it and keep it from continuing to migrate to the stream. And we're going to ask them to clean all that up as they do the repairs.
Holly says in the past month, the town has worked quickly to address the problems at the site.
The town has responded immediately and started cleaning up or putting in containment for the sediment and are working with their stormwater people to get the measures in appropriate shape. So as long as they're working with us to get that done, that's where we want the focus.
Multiple town officials, as well as the project engineer, declined to go on record for this story. No one would comment on the likely cost to repair the bioretention pond, the cost of cleaning up the park, or who might ultimately foot the bill. Meanwhile, David Tuttle is left wondering if the repairs will be enough to prevent this from happening in the future.
Are they just going to stay with these rain ponds, which are not meant to retain stormwater, or are they going to look at going the next step and finding a way to actually not pass more water down Olin Creek to Camelot Apartments and University Mall, which the library at this point is clearly passing basically all of its water down there.
Cleanup and repairs are slated to start this week and take 3 weeks to complete. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Since the story first aired, town officials contacted WCHL to emphasize that there is a detailed plan in place to repair the bioretention pond and that an independent soil engineering firm will inspect and approve the work. You can find out more about the timeline of events and the repair plan by viewing the story on our website at chapelboro.com. 8:39 is the time here at WCHL Studios. We've got a rather rambunctious cat in the studio right now. That is our Adopt-a-Pet segment with Independent Animal Rescue. That is coming up next after the break. You're listening to the Morning News.
When you or your folks are downsizing, you need a place you can trust to sell valuable items such as sterling flatware, tea sets, gold jewelry, coins, watches, and more. Jewel Recycle is the place to sell these items in Chapel Hill, located inside University Mall between Chick-fil-A and Engravables. Selling your items to Jewel Recycle is fast and easy. You can walk in without an appointment and walk out with cash in hand. There's never any pressure. Selling gold or silver, visit Jewel Recycle in University Mall.
The Orange County Public Library in Hillsboro has expanded its hours. The library is now open Monday through Thursday from 9 to 8, Friday and Saturday from 9 to 6, and on Sundays from 12 to 6. Also new, up to 5 DVDs can be checked out at once. Better yet, you can keep the DVDs for 7 days. Stop by the Orange County Public Library and take advantage of the new services and expanded hours. For more information, call 919-245-2525.
Tom Wiltberger here of Terra Nova Global Properties with the top three most embarrassing things that have happened to your realtor on the job. Number three, accidentally let the neighbor's cat in, which was standing at the front door. Number two, showed the wrong house. And number one, while showing a house, walked in on people sleeping, or worse yet, bathing. While you might find these funny, buying or selling a house isn't a laughing matter. We're serious about real estate. Give us a call.
Terra Nova Global Properties, focused on you. Online at terranovaglobal.com.
It's summer and we're all spending more time playing sports and enjoying outdoor activities. With that means more injuries, bumps, and bruises. That's why UNC Family Medicine is your one-stop shop for treating injuries. You'll be cared for by the same staff that works with UNC teams and Chapel Hill Carborough school sports. From on-site x-rays to physical therapy, UNC Family Medicine is here. And you can make appointments easily on the web at uncfamilymedicine.org. Just another way that UNC Family Medicine is caring for the course of your life.
841 here at WCHL Studios, and this brings us now to one of my favorite times of the week. It is our Adopt-a-Pet segment here on WCHL, and we are joined today by a couple of folks from Independent Animal Rescue, Stephen Snuggs and Ariane Vinson, joining us in the studio, along with the guest of honor for today, a really exciting cat named Sadie. Hey, guys, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Thank you.
So tell us about Sadie, one of many cats you guys have up for adoption right now. But Sadie has been roaming around the studio for the last few minutes, just exploring everything, and she's exciting.
Well, Sadie was found about a month and a half ago at a gas station. She was asking people for rides, and some lucky person found her. She's about 9 months old now. She's a petite, jet black cat with big yellow eyes.
Mm-hmm.
She would prefer to be in a home with where she can be the only pet so she can be the center of attention.
Mm-hmm.
She's playful. She loves to be around people. She purrs a lot. She's just a happy cat, but she's definitely a one cat.
Yeah, and she's meowing around the studio right now, so you might be able to hear her on the air. We haven't gotten her up to the microphone just yet, but Ariane, you and Stephen and your family have been taking care of Sadie for the last few months. What's she like at home?
Oh, she is very playful. She likes to entertain herself for a long time, and she follows me around everywhere, always stays in my vicinity when I'm home or mm-hmm. either one of us is home. She loves to be around people and is very outgoing. Whenever anybody comes in, she's going right up to them to be petted.
And she loves to be petted. I've been petting her earlier, and yeah, she's just attention-seeking cat.
Yes.
Yeah, at times. I love it. So Sadie's available at Independent Animal Rescue. You've got a couple of adoption events coming up. Tell us about them.
August 17th and 18th, Saturday and Sunday at Petco South Square. Both days, those hours are 1 to 4.
Mm-hmm.
We also have an August promotion for adult cats. Half price through August 31st, $50 for a single cat, $75 for a pair.
Now, does Sadie count as an adult cat, 9 months old?
She's right on the
She's
borderline.
She's right on the brink, isn't she? Yeah,
she is.
Yeah.
I snuck her into the kitten adoption fair a
okay.
couple weeks ago.
Okay.
And she was kind of one of the larger ones, but then when she gets around full-grown cat, she's very small.
She's one of the smaller ones,
exactly.
Yeah. So.
And she's still as playful as any kitten. So.
Yeah, yeah. All right. So the adoption event's coming up at Petco. You've got that August promotion. How can people who want to adopt Sadie or any other animal at Independent Animal Rescue, what can they do to adopt?
Well, the IAR website is located at www.animalrescue.com. www.sheriffsoffice.net.
Mm-hmm. All right, and just head there, and all the information's right there.
It is. Easy to read.
All right, Stephen Snuggs, Ariane Vinson, and the guest of honor, Sadie, who is still wandering around somewhere in the studio. She tried to jump up on the ledge a little bit earlier, and a little bit of trouble doing that, but we'll find her at some point. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
All right, 8:44 is the time here at WCHL Studios. We're going to take a very quick break now and come back with the commentators and what you're saying on the street.
Your chance to have access to the greatest innovative business minds is coming to the Triangle, the 5th Annual NCCEO Forum, August 22nd at the Northridge Country Club. Cisco CEO John Chambers and General Colin Powell headline the speakers who will inspire you to improve performance and accelerate change in your business. The NCCEO Forum is your opportunity to learn how to incorporate innovation throughout your organization. Go to NCCEOforum.com to see a full list of speakers and to request an invitation to the event. That's NCCEOforum.com.
If you're looking for the kind of primary care you deserve, join the all-new Duke Integrative Primary Care Practice. For a modest annual fee, you will have expert physicians who give you all the time you need to discuss all the health concerns you have, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. To learn more or attend a free information session, visit DukeIntegrativeMedicine.org. Duke Integrative Primary Care, transforming your health and your life. Only minutes from Chapel Hill, open to all and now accepting insurance.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Wiley Post. Sometimes I wonder what crazy bills to look forward to coming out of Raleigh, but then I realize the inmates have been released. Now, all we have to worry about is our puppet governor signing any of these bad bills. Since taking control of the governorship and tightening their control of the state legislature in 2012, Republicans have turned North Carolina into a prime example of destruction that occurs when the GOP has complete power in any state. Over the past 7 months, conservatives have made efforts to enact extreme right-wing policies that have turned the state into a national laughingstock and one of the worst states to live. Here's just a few of the many ways Republicans have harmed North Carolina. Voter suppression laws. In one giant bill, North Carolina Republicans are punishing families of the college students who vote out of state, slashed early voting from 7 to 10 days, eliminates same-day voter registration, requires a photo ID that can't be a student ID, public assistance ID, or even a public employee ID. This will disenfranchise women, the elderly, young, poor, and minorities. Anti-abortion laws. North Carolina Republicans are so obsessed with abortions that they just passed a series of measures within a completely unrelated motorcycle safety bill that will close all but one abortion clinic in our state. Forces teachers to lie to seventh graders that abortion causes miscarriage and premature births later on in life. Bars state health insurance exchanges from covering abortion under Obamacare and strips public employees from being able to cover abortion through their own plans. Is it safe to say that North Carolina has become the most backward state in the nation and the Republican Party is squarely to blame, proving that state elections are just as important as national elections? But don't worry, our governor has it all covered. Just let him eat cookies. This is Wiley Post.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL. What you're saying on the street, presented by ISIS IT. What you're saying on the street.
I'm Rand Northam. Chapel Hill Carborough is changing every day. We hit the streets to find out what you think is the biggest change and how you feel about it.
My name is Bill Smith and I live in Chapel Hill. Well, I've lived here a very long time, so it's a lot has changed. It's more urban. When I came here, they used to call it the village, and it's certainly not one now.
My name's Kev McHugh, and I live in the Oak Grove community. The size, triple in size. Yeah, just a lot of people, a lot of people.
I'm Lisa Webster, and I live in Snow Camp, North Carolina. 40-some years. The population, just people on top of people.
My name is Jenna Cohen, and I live in Durham. Some of what's changing the most is the way the town is the town is continuing to shift around gentrification.
My name's Stuart Krall. I live in White Cross. Just the number of people, quite frankly.
What are the biggest changes you're seeing to your local community, and how do you feel about them?
Jean Parker. I live in Pittsburgh. I work down the street here on Weaver Street. I've been working here for 24 years.
A lot of people have moved here, but also a lot of good things. Carborough, like a recycling program. Weaver Street wasn't here, the Holistic Health Center.
I'm Janet Bratter. I've been living in the Carborough-Chapel Hill area since 92, off and on, sort of a home base. the usual things, more people, and therefore more building and more automobiles and so forth.
I live in Chapel Hill. My name is Virginia French. Traffic. Well, Weaver Street is a change, and I like Weaver Street. That's one thing.
Yeah, I'm Joe Gull. I'm Carrboro. Well, I've lived here for 20 years, so it's really developed quite a bit in the last 20 years. But it's kept some of its, a lot of its charm, I would say. Weaver Street Market's part of that.
My name is Marcus, and I live in Carrboro. I just see Chapel Hill just building up. And then most things they're building, they're not really using. They're just building it, and then they either go bankrupt or something else. Then the ones they do have, they're not even using them. They're just sitting there.
That's what you're saying on the street. On 97.9 FM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. What You're Saying on the Street, presented by ISIS IT. Managed IT solutions to fit your needs. Find out how they can save you money at IGotFixed.com.
Hello, I'm Jeremy Salemson, Chief Executive Officer of Corporate Investors Mortgage Group, and I'm proud to lead Chapel Hill's only locally owned mortgage bank. Home mortgage interest rates remain at historic lows, so whether you're looking to purchase the home of your dreams or simply looking to refinance your existing mortgage, Corporate Investors and I are here to help you every step of the way. Call us at 929-6116 or visit us on the web at CIMGINC.com. Go Heels!
There's nothing better than the refreshing taste of a Cruiser's ice cold fountain drink. I'm Edward Holmes, president of Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace. At Cruiser's, we use 100% filtered water for the highest quality fountain drinks and serve them at an ice cold 34 degrees for only 79 cents. So grab your favorite drink with their chewy ice and add a flavor shot like cherry or lemon lime at most Cruiser's locations. You'll taste the difference. We guarantee it.
Cruiser's. Good to go.
All right, quick look at traffic. This one brought to you by Grimble Jewelers. Whether you need a new watch, battery, an engagement ring, or that custom piece you've been dreaming of, Grimble Jewelers is there for you. Chapel Hill's premier full-service jewelers in the Village Plaza next to Whole Foods. We are almost done with morning rush hour, and traffic is looking good out there on the roads. 15501 Fordham Boulevard, NC54, moving smoothly in all directions through Chapel Hill, Carrboro. I-40 problem-free all the way through the Triangle, and Durham traffic looking good as well. If you're seeing anything we're not reporting, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Send us a tweet at WCHL or call us in the newsroom, 967-8363. And this weather report is brought to you by Southern Season. Get a taste of tailgating on Saturdays, August 17th and 24th, in the parking lot from 11 to 4 for a delicious $1.50 sliders and special savings on deli sides at University Mall in Chapel Hill, or you can find them online at southernseason.com. 74 degrees and partly cloudy right now in Chapel Hill, Carrboro. Still nice out there for the moment, but it is going to be mostly cloudy this afternoon. And expect to see rain, possible thunder showers as well. 70% chance of rain later today with highs in the upper 80s. Overnight lows in the upper 60s, with that chance of rain continuing in the evening, gradually diminishing as we get into the overnight hours. And then a couple of nice days tomorrow and Thursday. Partly sunny skies both days. A little bit of a chance of rain lingering into tomorrow morning, but that will move out of the area pretty quickly. And then we'll have partly sunny skies for tomorrow and Thursday, with highs around 80. And no chance of rain at all from there on out, at least not until we get to the end of the week on Friday. It's 8:53, and it is that time of the day. If you've got the word of the day, Wayne Pond gave it to you about an hour ago. If you've got the word, the spelling, and the definition, give us a call now in the studio, 929-WCHL. Give us the word, the spelling, and the definition, and you can win a $10 gift card to Cruisers. That's 929-WCHL.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Dace Bergen of the Chapel Hill Fire Department has nominated Johnny Parker as today's WCHL Hometown Hero. Tell me about Johnny Parker. What's so special about him?
Well, Johnny is a deputy fire marshal here at the Chapel Hill Fire Department. And what's most notable about Johnny, aside from his He is incredibly knowledgeable, and he has a great ability to apply fire code. But besides that, besides being very technically proficient, he also has just spent an awful lot of time and extra effort in helping take care of the town, and doing that through, of course, plans review and also new construction inspections and periodic inspections. In addition to that, one of the other things that he does for the town as a fire marshal is conducts fire safety training and fire drills and inspections for all the fraternities and sororities in the town.
Boy, I bet that's a giant task.
Yeah, he heads up that program for us, and he's done very well with it for the past several years now.
Dace, when people think about firefighters in Chapel Hill, they think of actually being on the scene and putting out fires and all the heavy equipment and everything else. But it sounds like, in addition to that, Johnny Parker also does a lot of good work behind the scenes.
Absolutely. What code officials do primarily, other than keeping tenants safe as they come in and out of commercial buildings, is the construction side of it, where they enforce rules and regulations that ensure that the fire code is met when the building is built. And that includes looking at how the fire department would access the building if it had a fire, ensuring that the building has the correct fire protection, whether it's a fire alarm system or a fire sprinkler system, looking at hydrant placement of fire department connections. So it's all about upfront work. It's making it easy for the firefighters, if there is a fire, when they show up, that the building's well protected and it's easy to put out if there is a fire, and that it reduces the danger to the fire.
Johnny Parker is a veteran Chapel Hill firefighter.
He came to work with us about 20 years ago, and he worked at the Carborough Fire Department for a couple of years before coming here. He rode a fire truck for about 10 or 12 years, got promoted to captain, and then went into the fire marshal's office, and has been in the fire marshal's office for about 10 years now, and he's a deputy fire marshal.
Our thanks to Dace Bergen, and congratulations, Johnny Parker, today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
Performance Automall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
It was a difficult word today, courtesy of Wayne Pond, but we did get a winner. Paul Smith of Graham, working over at Sewell School, got the answer today. He had the word, the spelling, and the definition. Dermatoglyphics was the word. Dermatoglyphics. You won't be tested on that later, so don't worry. Ridge patterns in the skin, specifically the hands and the feet, like fingerprints, but a larger category. Dermatoglyphics is the word. Congratulations to Paul Smith, winner of a $10 gift card to Cruisers. Congratulations. We'll have another chance for you tomorrow, Wayne Pond, at around 7:50 a.m. Tune in to us tomorrow for that. Quick break, and then one more look at your weather report to wrap things up on the morning news.
When you think of Harrington Bank, do you think green? No, not that kind of green. Sustainability green. At Harrington Bank, we're the first bank in the nation to earn Green Plus certification. And the Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber of Commerce has just selected us Sustainable Business of the Year. For Harrington Bank, going green is a smart business decision that strengthens our local economy, environment, and community. Stop by one of our three convenient locations in Chapel Hill. Harrington Bank, you deserve banking like this.
This is Kit Ballew of Franklin Street Realty.
And I'm Sammy Martin. You know, Kit, a lot of people look at buying or selling a house as a competition where there is a clear winner and a clear loser.
I know what you mean, but in my experience...
And that would be vast.
The best deals are the ones where the sellers feel they didn't get quite enough and the buyers are sure they paid a little too much.
So not like the sleazeball in the tailored suit on Bravo's million-dollar listing, the one who says, you haven't done anything right until someone wants you dead. Geez, at Franklin Street Realty, our agents simply do not let ego get in the way. In fact, the men were selected for low testosterone levels.
Oh, Sammy, don't sell yourself short. The truth is, you don't have to read The Art of War to be a good negotiator. You need focus, experience, and flexibility. What you get from our agents. Plus, even the talking heads have come around to our position. There has never been a better time to buy a house, period.
Lower asking prices, lower interest rates, a lot to choose from. Find your new house at franklinstreetrealty.com.
Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else?
Are you looking for a great local deal? Have you checked out our local deal? What are you waiting for? It's as easy as 1, 2, and 3. 1, visit ourlocaldeal.com. 2, enter your email address. And 3, you'll start receiving great daily deals right into your inbox for great local businesses and services. So don't wait. Every day you wait is another great deal you've missed out on. Visit ourlocaldeal.com and sign up today.
There's no price like Half Price, and there's no deal like OurLocalDeal.com. This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech, offering affordable and accessible quality education throughout Orange and Durham counties. Visit DurhamTech.edu and click on Continuing Education.
And I misspoke a minute ago. It wasn't Paul Smith, it was Carl Smith who had the word of the day, so congratulations to him. One more look at your weather report brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace, serving the best tasting fountain drinks in town, made with 100% filtered water, served at 34 degrees, guaranteed to taste great at Cruisers, good to go. 74 degrees across the board in Chapel Hill, Carrboro, and Hillsboro. Partly cloudy right now, nice out there. The clouds are going to roll in later on this morning. We'll have a 70% chance of rain in the afternoon. Thunderstorms are likely in the mix, so keep your umbrellas handy and be careful out there today. Highs in the upper 80s. Overnight lows in the upper 60s, and then a couple nice days tomorrow and Thursday. Partly cloudy skies, no rain, and highs around 80.
Uniquely qualified to cover Carolina, 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
Here's the equation. Commerce plus social equity plus environmental stewardship. In Chapel Hill, it all equals community.